Hi everyone, I'm Lula.
And I'm Jude.
And welcome back to Just Friends.
Yay!
Yay, I have no idea what episode this is actually.
Isn't it like episode like 11 of season 2? That's kind of crazy.
I don't know. I'm like, happy November. We
Happy
started this in
November.
November 2022, which is
Yeah.
crazy.
Do we know if like when our like 1 year anniversary is?
No. Well, it must be after. No, I don't know.
I kind of think we may, because didn't we start this right after Yale fall break last year?
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah.
Did we pass our 1 year without knowing?
No, I don't think so. We
I
can
think
check
so.
right now. Do you think it was this early November we released the first thing? Wait,
Maybe, like low
I'm looking
key.
us up.
Wow, look us up on Google. On that note, guys, check us out
It's
on at the Just Friends Pod on Instagram, TikTok,
not promo
and your
already.
favorite.
Okay, it just says November 2022, so I don't really know.
Well,
I can't tell.
okay.
Sorry.
I'm looking for a photo of you and I recording. Because didn't we like Mr. Bean? Okay, I have a photo on my camera roll of Mr. Bean on October 29th.
Wait, I was gonna say we should
Meaning,
just look on the Instagram.
okay, that's definitely smarter.
Wait.
But I'm pretty sure that it's October 24th. I think we missed our 1 year. That's so awkward.
Why do I thought that it was in November though. We've always been like November 2022. No. We
Haven't
posted
necessarily.
no. First
No.
episode on November 6th.
Okay, so we posted on
So
November
it's in.
6th. Oh
Wait, so it's.
shit! That's
Wait,
our.
so. Th yeah, so the time this comes out, it's gonna be almost our 1 year. Okay, happy anniversary.
Wait, isn't it? No,
Right?
no, no. This is gonna be because we have an episode that we just recorded with
Oh!
a guest.
Our
So this is
guest
us celebrating our
episode.
1 year.
Okay, happy 1 year. It's been over a year. Okay,
Yeah.
sorry, we're recording
Wow.
this a week early, if you can't tell. It's November 3rd right now. Okay, now that that's over.
Wait, yay,
Here we
happy
go.
1 year.
Happy 1
I feel like
year.
we should do gifts next year, you know? Like something cute. I don't know. Not this year
Okay.
because I didn't come prepared. But like something, I don't know. 1 year is crazy. Or we like treat ourselves to dinner or something.
Okay,
Yeah.
yeah. We won't be virtual. Thank God.
Yeah.
Woo! Okay. Should we do a high low buffalo?
Yeah, sorry, wait, I think we should record an episode in a like at Heirloom, like in a restaurant, like bring our
Okay.
equipment. Like set up the entire thing and then just have a dinner time conversation, but like in a
Gonna be
fancy
like everyone's
restaurant.
parents. We should do it on parent weekend. So we're like surrounded by the world. Wait, it literally would be around parent weekend,
Would be.
right? Okay, we got it.
It's funny.
I can't believe we're
Okay.
gonna be back there.
Okay.
Okay.
Eyes.
My high. Wait, so you're doing the buffalo today.
So
Jude has
you
the
start
topic,
then.
so I'm
Yeah.
starting. Okay. One day we're just gonna know that that's how it works. Okay. My high, I think, has been embracing like the cozy staying in. I know you and I were talking about this for a sec before we started recording, but yeah, I'm just like, I don't know. My mood is so heavily dictated by the weather, and it's not quite in seasonal depression times yet, but. Like daylight savings in Europe was a week earlier than in, I don't know, the US. I don't
And it
even
sucked.
understand really the state of daylight savings in the US right now. But
I
anyway,
think, yeah, it's confusing.
yeah. So we had daylight savings last weekend, and so now the sun is setting at about 5:30. And I have a class twice a week that's 5 to 7. And that's really horrible. And I've been trying, staying awake is this whole challenge, but I've been trying to just not let the like rain and gloom and lack of light be depressing. So I've been like embracing romanticizing my room and like things I do in my room, like setting up my reading, setting up my doom scrolling, my TV show. Like it's all cute. So I'm enjoying that a lot. Because I'm trying to get ahead of the curve. I don't know.
I low key hot take, but I kind of think seasonal depression is in some ways like a choice. Like you can like if you yeah, no wait, just let me argue this.
Canceled.
Okay, yeah, you can cancel me. But like honestly, because I get really, really down in winter, like really down, especially in like New Haven when it's like super dark and rainy out. But if you create these like spaces of like safety and like calm and love, even if it's like figuring out like your TV shows and like, but like kind of creating routines within that that make you excited to get home and snuggle up, I think that it can be like really, really like you can turn into like a little down bad to like hygge, which is like cozy. Is that too
Yeah,
hot?
but
Is that
I
a
don't,
crazy take?
that's, I mean, I think that those things help like combat seasonal depression. I definitely
Okay.
don't think it's a choice. Like, what is it the word you use that it's a choice?
I don't know.
Yeah,
Maybe
I
that
don't
was
think it's
bad
a
choice.
choice.
Maybe bad
That's
choice of
too
words.
hot. That's too hot of a
Okay.
take.
Okay. I'm okay revising my statement, but
Okay,
you get what I'm
revision.
trying to say, right? Like, just
Yes, that
like,
you're like, there are things that you can do to like romanticize
yeah, what you're
whatever.
doing right now.
Yeah, or
It's
prevent.
lovely.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah.
It's a
Okay,
good high.
fine. We have a crazy start to this episode.
No,
Okay.
I feel like, no, I, cause I honestly, my high is really similar, but it's like
Yeah.
at my like favorite place in, I was gonna say New Haven in Copenhagen is called La Banquina, which like I
Freudian
probably
slip.
Freudian slip, except
Sorry.
not Freudian.
No. Okay, Bunkina.
But, yeah, La Banquina. And every Sunday, I just went to my first one. They do sauna and soup club, which is like, you
Wow.
go and you take a nice sauna, you jump in the canal, and then you have some delicious, delicious soup. And it is so hygge. It is so cozy. And like,
Oh.
it's just incredible. And then I do like a little bit of homework at the end of the day. Like, I spent my whole Sunday there and I just like did homework. And it was like probably my favorite day I've had in Copenhagen.
Oh,
Yeah,
I'm
it was really
snapping.
fun.
That's
Yeah,
so
I
sweet.
loved it.
So the sauna is before you jump in
Yeah, so like you
and not
basically get like an
after?
hour in the sauna, and you like I like you go in the sauna and then you jump in and then you go back in the sauna and then you
Got
jump
it.
in like as many times as you'd like.
Got it. I was gonna be like, that's a lot to get out of the canal and be like, no sauna after. I feel like that would
Oh,
be more
just you wait.
freezing.
Just you wait. Yeah,
For
but
what? I'm not doing this.
just you wait.
Okay.
All
That's a good
right.
high. That sounds like a very good Sunday. I like it. Words of that. No, I really like
No,
it.
I know. I know you do. You're gonna like it even more soon. All right.
Oh,
Lows.
that's our thing. Just you wait.
Lows.
Okay. You're going to be like the technology of saunas or something is our
Lows.
episode.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Lows.
My low is. Oh, I have a low. My low is yesterday. Not the whole day, but so I had to go pick up my residence permit.
Wah, wah, wah.
Womp womp womp, which is just like annoying, but it wasn't a big deal. There are factors that made it a big deal. One is that we were in a weather advisory storm for basically for wind. I'm not even exaggerating. Like it wasn't even like a rainstorm. It was just because of the wind that was making the like regular amount of rain so horrible. And I kept being like, okay, whatever. There's wind. I've experienced wind. No, I've not experienced wind apparently. They have like color-coded rankings for how intense the wind is going to be. They canceled class for
Whoa.
one. Canceled class. And it sent out an advisory to like not bike in the Netherlands. And I like saw people falling off their bikes, like going down the road. It was hectic craziness. Anyway, so that made the whole thing more intense because the appointment was 40 minutes away and I couldn't bike anywhere. I couldn't even bike to the metro because people were falling off on that little bike. So I had to like walk 20 minutes, metro, walk, whatever. I get there. Woo woo, I forgot my fucking passport. So I
No.
clearly can't collect anything. And I always have a copy of my passport in my bag. Just, I don't know. My mom's like to be safe, whatever. Not always, but while being here. And so I give them my like coffee stained, like crumpled up copy of my passport, which I also have like straight red hair in to like make matters worse. So I'm like, look like I'm like committing identity theft. And they're like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, please give me my residence permit. And they're like, no. They're like, I'm like, please. I start like begging. I'm like, I know I needed my passport. Like, I forgot it, but I have the copy, blah, blah, blah. I have my other IDs. I'm like giving them everything. And they're like, no, but like, fine, you can come back at 6. So, and I was at first like,
What time did
no,
you go there?
1:30.
Okay.
So I was at first like,
Damn.
no. Because you and I were supposed to have a record what we're recording now yesterday at 6:30. And I was like, no, I can't. I have a podcast. Do you know who I am? And then I was like, just kidding. I was like, I can't. I have a call. And
If you said that, I would have. We should start just using that as an
I know.
excuse.
I know. And anyway, then I was like, you know what? I'm not going to reschedule an appointment for like when the weather is worse in like 3 weeks and then get fined because I don't have a residence permit. So I was like, fine, I'll come back at 6. And whatever. When by the time it's 6 o'clock and I'm going back, it's so horrible out weather-wise. It's been pitch black for like hours for some reason. The wind is crazy. And I have to go all the way back. And this is all not that big of a deal, except that I just felt so stupid the whole day.
Well, it's just,
What?
yeah, it's just like, I mean, not, this is, I'm not trying to like add to the stupid, but it's like, it's just like one of those frustrating things because it's just like something you could have prevented, you know?
Yes.
Like,
And I was like, I thought about it. Like, I thought about, like, oh, where's my passport? Wonder if I need that before I left the house. And then I was like, no, I don't. Because, like, I've already had two appointments with them where I've needed my passport. And this email didn't say, like, bring your passport. Yes, should have done it to be safe or, like, used critical thinking skills. But that didn't happen. And it was just like 4 hours of transport and like the one day since I've been here where they were like, don't go outside if possible. So I was like, this is really face palm. Anyway, that was my low.
face palm. I love that. Face palm. I'm gonna start using that. I also would just like add on to that, just being like, we had like a massive storm that sounds pretty similar to what you like had like 2 weeks ago. And it's no joke. Like, I was biking
No.
and I was being pushed off the bike lane into like the road. Like, it's super,
Yeah.
it's fierce.
Yeah.
In a way that like I had never understood wind and rain could be.
No,
So
it's crazy. Yeah, I'm
that's
not going
really
to mess with it
unfortunate.
anymore. Yep, it was unfortunate.
That's a sucky day.
But it's okay. I mean, got my residence permit. I look fucking crazy. The girl handed it to me and she was like, I love your picture. She was like, beautiful picture, by the way. And I was like, are we being funny? Are we being comedians right now? Anyway, what's your low, Jude? Oh, he's sipping his tea.
Sipping my tea. My low is pretty small, but I forgot how irksome it is to be in group projects.
Okay, I'm gonna like literally splice this with an earlier episode because I think we had an episode.
You
I was like,
said this. No,
everything's a group
yeah.
project, and you were like, oh, I love it.
Yeah,
And I
no.
was
I
like,
mean, we've talked about it. And
yeah.
group projects in theory are great. I think they're a really much better way to learn. I think they're so much more like fun, but I mean, oh my God, like do your fucking work. Like how? I just I am appalled. Like, do you like it's like people I don't even have words. Like, I wish
No,
I
I
had
know.
words, but it's like
I
it's
know.
not that hard when you're in a group project to like show up and at least do your work. Like, I'm not asking to like do everything in the project, just like do your portion. And these heads, because I'm in a lot of group projects, because like my
Yeah.
school DIS, that's all they care about. Like, that's
Same.
most of our assessments.
Every final is a group project.
Yeah. And it's like, how, like, why is everyone not doing their work? Like, I just don't get it. Like, it's not
Yeah.
that much.
It's really, I, it like, it also just feels like a huge disconnect to me in a way that I'm like, I can't understand this because it's not like, I don't know. I feel like I expected to not experience that anymore after high school.
But I
I
miss
don't
them,
know.
like in college. Like, in college, I wish we had more group projects. It's just that, like,
Yeah.
or projects, maybe just alone. Maybe not.
Yeah, I would prefer projects, not group
Me
projects.
too.
I don't think I've ever, I'm trying to think. I guess I'm happy that I'm in one of the group projects I'm in now because I really like the people that I've met through it, who I like wouldn't have met otherwise. Like they're not from the US or from the Netherlands. So it's just like interesting and exciting. But the actual like day to day of doing the group project, I like don't like any component of it. Like I would much rather work on my own, I think on every side of it.
I agree with the one exception. I may regret saying this, but I think I like group project when you can choose the people. 'Cause then like you can like have like a team that like actually does their stuff and you're friends with. And that's fun. Maybe.
I think so, and definitely in theory. I'm like, how
In
much
theory,
of the
yeah.
time in practice?
You know the moment when like your like teacher says it's a group project and you find your friend's eyes and you guys
Yeah.
like lock eyes
Yes.
immediately and you're just like,
Yes.
yeah, no, that's like such a phenomenon. I love that moment. And then that one person makes eye contact with you that you don't want to make eye contact
Sorry,
with.
this literally happened to me last week, and I was like, oh my God. And there was no way out.
It's so awkward. Like you're just
It's
gonna say like
so
no.
awkward.
Like I'm not working with you.
Especially in like a small class when everyone knows who's friends and everyone knows who's not going to have a group right away. It's like super, that's like so bad. Like they're actually exclusionary. Is that the right word to use? Like I feel like
Exclusive.
they make, I get, they like make people feel
Yeah.
bad.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like it sucks.
Yeah, you know, it sucks. Okay.
Okay.
Buffalo.
Let me think. I don't even know what my buffalo is yet. I feel like I really have a ton of stuff from. Oh, I can share something. Okay. My buffalo, let's see. I started this class on Tuesday, last Tuesday, because Uva is on a block system. And this is the second block right now. I'm here for block one and two out of the three blocks of semester one. It's very confusing credit wise. But anyway, yeah, I know. No further
That is weird.
explanation. Yeah, so I'm in block two now. So I started a new class on Tuesday called Mindfulness Across the Lifespan. And
Mindfulness class.
mindfulness class. And every single class, I've only had one class so far, but every single class, a big component of it is doing mindfulness exercises in the class, like in a lecture hall with all these other students who I obviously don't know. She was like, oh yeah, our class of like 120 people is made up of like 42 countries. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. And it was so interesting to me doing the mindfulness exercise, which was basically like a guided meditation sort of thing. And it was about 10 minutes long, which is not that long, but it feels or it felt crazy to be doing in a room full of strangers on like the first day of class. And it was really, in an interesting way, like kind of forced me to really do it. I think like a lot of the times I can do like whatever guided meditation sort of things in my room, and I like just my mind wanders much more, I feel, than like I caught it doing in this moment, which was really interesting to me because I thought I would be much more like psyched out in a classroom setting, like sitting shoulder to shoulder with like strangers who didn't speak the same language as me. So it was very interesting. And it was really great. I like felt so great the whole day. And I was like, wow, should do this more. One of those things where I'm always just like, yep, should do that. Every time I do it, I feel better. Dot, dot, dot.
Did you
Yes, dude.
feel community with those people that are strangers, or did it feel very much like your own experience that like was aided because other people were around?
Definitely the latter.
Okay.
The sec, yeah, because it didn't. It there's no like seminar component of anything, so there was no really talking with anyone. If that makes sense, I feel like if there was that after, then I would have felt more of like a community thing going on. But it felt just like everyone was like pushed to focus on meditating. I don't know if that's the right word, focus. But yeah, good question.
I will say that, like, I do think that, like, I'm not surprised that it didn't feel like community, but I do push back against the idea that you need to talk to feel community. Like, in this, like, the silent retreat, like, there was this crazy community you can feel from just being silent with other people.
Yeah.
And like everyone being part of something bigger. I don't know. I think that's really cool. And I really enjoy meditating with other people. I think it's a really good way to, like, keep yourself in check and feel the power of, like, what you're doing together. I don't know.
Yeah, I could imagine that community, like, I could imagine it's starting to feel like that. I think it's because it was like the first day, and we're
Yes.
all sitting, like, you can't see anyone's face, like, if you're in a lecture hall. So
Yeah.
it's not like we're meditating in a room together, really. You know what I mean?
It's like the first day, 10 minutes, and, like, not, like,
Yeah.
created for that. Yeah.
Yes, but I can totally, yeah, imagine a community without talking. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
What's your
So
buffalo?
I'm
Oh.
picking up from where you left off, which is meditation and why you don't do it more often if it makes you feel good. Okay? Because I had a
Okay.
similar oh,
Okay.
okay, because I had a similar realization this weekend at my soup and sauna club, because I jump into this freezing water, okay? And I want to die. Like,
Right.
everything is, like, I can't, like, they go numb so quickly that, like, I don't even have, like, really a time to, like, feel pain. It's just like, oh my God, you know? And I'm just,
Yeah.
like, dying
Yeah.
in this water. And then I get out, and I am the happiest I've been in Copenhagen. Right? And it's like, whoa, like, I should do this more. Now, that's really hard to do, you know? So I decided to do some research first. And I did
Okay.
research into specifically cold plunging and cold showers and the actual neuroscience behind it. And that led me down this rabbit hole that I'm like, I want to start by talking about cold plunges specifically, because I think I know you, like, this is like your dis like your you despise, like, ew, like, it's like your worst nightmare, you know?
No, I've done it.
But, like, every time we talk about cold showers, you're like, why the fuck would I do that?
Oh, true, 'cause I think that should be like a comforting sensation.
Yeah, so I want to, like, talk about
Yeah.
all of that. And then I
Okay.
think what's going to naturally happen is, I mean, I really am interested in this, and I think we talked a little about it off the pod, but, like, and on the pod, actually, like, with Rufus Grissom, we talked, great episode, by the way, check that one out. But, like,
Shout
we were
out.
talking about how, like, the dopamine nation, right? And how, like, pain can actually create a lot of happiness. And I also think that we've been talking, you and I, off the pod about, like, this, like, expectation for ease and happiness that, like, we all have, and where that comes from. But I just think this is, like, an interesting conversation to have in regards to, like, does pain bring you happiness? And the short answer is, in many ways, yes, at least for cold plunging, and meditation. So, should we wait? Like, I mean, I'm kind of curious first, before we, like, get into any of the neuroscience, like, you said you've done cold plunging. What was your experience like?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was like one of the best sensations ever. I think I maybe talked about this on the pod. But in August for my mom's birthday, my whole family, like, well, my
In the
dad didn't, but
waterfall.
we all jumped into this freezing cold waterfall in the woods in upstate New York. And I felt like euphoric for the rest of the day, and I loved it. And I don't really have anything negative to say about it. Like, I don't
Yeah.
think the only thing that to me was negative about the experience was I thought other people were being really annoying. Like, which had nothing to do, nothing, no one in my family, but just like strangers who were jumping in were like taking up so much like space physically and just like screaming wise. I don't know, it just kind of sucked. Like in Copenhagen, when people like jump into the canals or whatever it is, like they're it's very quiet. It's not like I at least when I saw, I don't feel like people were jumping in and like screaming bloody murder for the most part. And like that's what these people were doing, and I found them really annoying. Because
Yeah.
I was like, I want this to be like calming and like, ooh, you know what I mean? But
Like
anyway,
cutesy.
just like I felt like my feelings about it in and out of the water were very like internal. Like I like of course had a little like shock when I jumped in. I was like, oh my God, like I'm sure I said that out loud. But I was just like, I don't know. The guttural screaming in a public place, I think, took away from my experience.
I'm such a screamer. It's so funny.
Yeah, I'm
Like
sure
when I
that
get
can be
in, I'm
like a
like,
release.
woo-hoo!
I'm just like, can you be quiet? Not to you. I've never seen you do that.
But
But
no,
the
you probably
people
would say that to me
around,
as well.
whatever. I was just like, let's all have our little experience in and of ourselves. But it was a great time, all to say.
Okay.
Yeah, and I felt really good
And
the
then
rest of the day.
why do you like you did that, you felt good, and then like I mean, I don't think that it's like part of your daily routine, right?
No.
Like, is there a reason it's not part of your daily routine?
Well, it's not accessible. I don't know what I would be jumping into, I think is the first thing I think. Like that waterfall was like a 2-hour drive away from my house. So that's not something that's like I can incorporate into my daily routine. And then moved to Amsterdam, like pretty shortly after that. And there is a sort of like, there's definitely not a canal culture in the way there is in Copenhagen. There is a sort of like these canals that are kind of turned into like waterfront beachy things. But it's not at all, at least not what from I've experienced or heard, like a popular thing to be like on a random day, let's jump in the canals. I don't know.
Okay. So like it's not that, like it's not part of the culture is jumping in.
No, I haven't seen any person doing
Okay.
that. I used to be illegal.
Oh,
Like
damn.
very recently, I think they told, like in our orientation, they were like, don't go jumping into the canals. Like you're gonna get hit by a boat or like some whatever. Like it's not, I don't know. They're like
It's not, yeah.
infrastructure, they're like urban planning. It's not like, yeah, I remember being surprised by it in Copenhagen.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
so
so I think
normal.
accessibility is a huge thing. Like I
Okay,
think
so
if I
then.
lived near a waterfall, I would be like, try to romanticize, like, ooh, let me wake up and go for a plunge.
Okay.
But I don't know.
And
Yeah.
then I just have to go back to, I mean, I don't want to like keep like just being inquiring you. Like, I feel like it's a lot, but I also am just like trying to learn more of like your
Yeah.
experience, like for the showers. Like, what's up with like, because that is makes it pretty accessible, you know? Like, everyone has a
Yeah.
shower and they all go pretty cold. So, like, why not showering and taking a cold like shower?
I feel like I used to do cold showers, not like routinely, but once in a while in like high school specifically. I remember doing it because I had to wake up so early. And there were just like times when I could not. I was like, there's no fucking, and I walked to school and I had to be there by like 7:30. So I was like, there's literally no way. My body's not moving. My eyes aren't opening. So I would like, eyes half closed, like stumble to the bathroom, like fall down the stairs and like turn on the cold water. Because I'd be like, this is the only way to wake me up. And I think I never have gotten the same like euphoria sort of release, like energy release things from a cold shower that I've gotten from like the waterfall, for example. Like I remember when we did the waterfall, I was like, I've never experienced anything like this. And I've taken cold
Yeah.
showers. So I think there's a difference in the sort of like, I don't know, a lot of the elements. I think also probably it's because of like how I used cold showers in the past as like a wake up tactic when I was like, this is the worst day ever. That they're just not appealing to me. Like I probably very subconsciously associate them with like being annoyed,
Yeah.
like being really
Yeah.
tired and like not wanting to go about my day. Yeah, but I think obviously I can see how they're effective. Well, I'm sure you're going to talk more about that, like what they actually do. I can see them totally as a wake up tool. I don't think I've experienced them in a way that's like I'm feeling like a revival. I don't know. That's how
Yeah.
I felt after the plunge. Okay. Did
Okay,
that
that's all
answer?
good. Yeah, that answers my question. I mean, I'm curious about the showering still even more because I feel even so after doing all this research, which I'm totally going to delve into because I found it. I mean, who knew that I was so interested? Like, I'm such a science nerd that I did not know. Like, I was not expecting to be such a science nerd until this podcast. Like, I've been loving the
Interesting.
neuroscience topics.
Amazing.
Yeah, major fits, cog's eye. Okay, but I don't know. I'm going crazy. But
That's okay.
so you know ever like or like just going around life and you're like, wow, like I am indeed a crazy human being. And like that's cool and fine, but like I am crazy. I've been having that a lot.
Yeah, I'm like,
So
some people don't have thoughts like these.
yeah, it's like most people don't have to put AirPods in to talk to themselves.
Was literally like, most people's inner monologues are not this. Anyway.
Okay, so
Okay.
let's just jump in. So I mean, I think we should probably start by just like talking about the process of like actually what's happening when you get into a cold plunge,
Okay.
or a cold shower. There is a difference between the two. You're definitely right about that. And I feel it as well. But I'm gonna start with just like cold plunge. But you still can reap a lot of the benefits that you get from a shower with a shower. It just is a little different. So like
Okay.
when you get into like the cold plunge or cold immersion, you get in and like usually there's just like an involuntary like inspiratory like gasp like oh my god,
Yeah.
you know, and like the
Yeah,
screaming
yeah,
that a
yeah.
lot of people do, I mean, is just kind of like the fight or flight response. Like it just
I
happens. Like almost
know. I'm
every single
sorry.
person. Well, I mean,
I
I think
can't
you do
hate
it
them for
too.
that.
But don't you think you do it too? It's just maybe like a little quieter.
Yeah. Yes,
Yeah.
totally. I definitely have a reaction and I'm like, fuck,
Yeah.
get me out. I think
Get
it's
me
just
out now.
not at crazy human volume level, but yes.
Yeah.
Sorry,
So
guys.
basically, mine is like I'm yelling, I'm screaming. I get yeah. But then,
Okay, yeah.
so
I'd be
basically,
like, dude,
in that
please.
time, yeah, no, you would hate it. You would hate me. You'd probably punch me, but whatever, or drown me. But that's okay. Okay. So then, like the skin cells signal that this is an emergency, and your nervous system kicks in. Now, here we go.
Okay.
This is the exciting thing about the nervous system is when your fight or flight response kicks in, the sympathetic nervous system, norepinephrine, I can never pronounce this, norepinephrine, damn it,
Spell it
norepinephrine,
out.
fuck, no, I can read, it's okay, guys, I swear. norepinephrine, there we go, norepinephrine is released, okay,
Okay.
as well as epinephrine and dopamine.
Okay.
There's like a
Okay.
500% increase of norepinephrine and like a 250 increase of dopamine, okay? Percent increase of dopamine. So basically,
That's huge.
all of them create like a massive increase. And so like it's actually kind of equivalent to like cocaine and other drugs actually, is that you get this crazy increase in these chemicals that are, I mean, dopamine is most well known as a pleasure like chemical, but it's not really pleasure, it's more motivation and like arousal.
Okay.
And that's kind of the feeling of the high that you get, and like you're alert and awake, and that's why a lot of people do this in the morning to like, I mean, the cold showers even like they wake you up, you know. One really interesting study actually found that a cocaine addict took cold plunges and replaced it with cocaine to get himself off cocaine. So like he was like dopamine that was produced from the cold plunging was enough to be able to kind of get him to stop doing coke, which is a pretty crazy,
Whoa.
like that's
Yeah,
wild.
it's insane. That's insane.
Okay, so
Okay.
basically and then
Wow.
there's like all this like other stuff about like when you start shivering, right? Like we could totally go through that neuroscience. I don't think we need to like spend too much time on it, but in general, the good rule of thumb of like how long to there's like a there's a lot of debate on like how long to stay in, but in general, it's like when you start shivering, that's usually when you've reaped the most benefits of the practice, and you can get out and like still feel good.
Right.
Now, what I'm really interested in is like there's all these benefits that I kind of want to hear your take on, because I think some of them are just like kind of not stupid. I think that some of them are like more interesting and exciting than others, in my opinion. And I want to hear like
Okay.
your takes on them. So, and it's part of the reason I think
Wait, I
I'm
have
going
a
to start making
question.
it my daily practice, please, or some practice.
Okay. Yeah, wait. I mean, so are these benefits and you talking about making it your practice? Is that about The plunge, or it's about cold shower and plunge?
Ooh, good question. I guess, yeah, I should probably answer that first. So a lot of the research on like cold immersion in general has been has been done using cold plunges because there's like a lot less variables that can like occur, right? Like you are completely immersed and the like temperature is pretty constant. When you're showering, right, it's kind of like you're moving, like it's just hard to like actually be certain how much time you're spending in the water. And also like the most important parts of your body to emerge are your hands. Like your hands and your the bottom of your feet, because they are the ones that lose the most heat. And so you want to get those in because that's like how you get cold the quickest.
Interesting.
And then also your cheeks, if you want to like put your face in as well. Like those are like the and so when you're showering, your feet are on the ground, right? And like you're kind of like moving, like it's just a little, it's more variable. But it
Yeah.
still d
I mean, you're
has a
not,
lot of similar effects.
yeah.
But that being said, like I do feel the difference between jumping in a cold, cold body of water versus like showering in cold, cold water. Like it is different.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so and then cold air is like not it. Don't like, I mean, it's fine. You can get some benefits
It's
of just
hell.
standing in cold air, but yeah, it's not it.
Me in the windstorm yesterday. I was like, this is my low. Okay. So in your
Okay.
daily practice, you're talking about the plunge. That's what you want to incorporate.
I mean, I think
Or you're
right now I'm gonna incorporate the plunge. So basically, like the ideal practice is like 3 to 4 times a week, like 2 to 3 minutes each time. You know, like that's the ideal practice. Now, time is also variable because it depends on who you are. There's a lot of factors on that. And there's also like they say it's to reap all the benefits, it's really good to spend like around 11 minutes a week in really cold water. Okay. But like
It's
that's like
so
very
short.
so short, right? But those
Yeah, sorry.
not when you're
Yeah.
in it.
No, it's so funny because when I was in the waterfall, like it was like a long time. Granted, there were like rocks in there, so you can sit and kind of only be like half under. But like
Okay.
my body was absolutely in for long. I would say longer than
Longer.
11 minutes. Maybe I was just going insane. I don't know.
I
Anyway,
don't know.
okay, that's interesting. Yeah, that
Time
makes it
feels like it
seem so
slows down so
feasible.
much when you're in
Yes.
that kind of cold water.
No, I
Like,
literally
that
felt
is
like
the
I was,
sympathetic nervous system.
yeah, I felt like I wasn't even moving. I was like, the rate that my body is moving is not going to keep me afloat, and I am moving slower than time.
Yeah,
Or
it's
time
pretty
is
cool.
moving slower than me. Something was not aligned. Okay, sorry. Benefits.
Okay, benefits. Okay, I mean, the first one that I think is like a lot of the reason that, like, in the media, it's like kind of making this huge, like, for lack of a better word, splash, right? Like,
Oh my
got
God.
him. Sorry. I'm not a punny guy. Don't worry. I really am not. I don't know where that came from, but nevertheless, like,
Did
I think
you
a lot
like
of
write that in your
celebrities.
notion?
No,
Sorry.
I swear not.
I'm like, let's put in the Notion ad right now. Okay, no. Continue. Okay, on to the benefits.
Okay, but like I think part of the reason it's become like such a big thing is because it has really good benefits for metabolism, right? And so like there's like a lot of discussion about how like it can like help, like I mean the general premise is that when your muscles start shaking, they like produce succinate, and the succinate, which is like some chemical, like activates brown fat thermogenesis, which is like it takes white fat cells, which are like have like low metabolism or low like metabolic, like I don't know what the like outlet
Rates?
or out
Okay.
yeah rates, there you go, and they like turns them into brown fat cells, okay, which is like contain mitochondria in them and like are much better at storing energy. So
Okay.
basically, in if you don't want to understand that neuroscience or like the biology behind it, general premise is it increases metabolism, which is like good for like losing fat. I think that got a ton of press because a lot of studies have proven that. And I think America is always interested. If you think of like Ozempic, just like quick fixes to like fat loss is just people
Yeah.
get excited by that.
Yep.
Okay. Then there's the mood and cognitive boost, which I think is like what a lot of people experience once they do it and like is part of the addictive thing. If we think about running as well, there's a lot of similar chemicals being produced when you're running and get a runner's high as you do when you jump into a cold body of water. So there's like an increase of dopamine, which I've already discussed by like 250%, right? And that's like the stuff that like makes it feel like I'm awake and I'm here. And then there's also an increase in serotonin, which makes like a lot, that's more related to the happiness and like the bliss that you kind of feel. And then also oxytocin. This one I thought was so interesting. Oxytocin is also released, and oxytocin is like known as the like love drug, right? It's like released when you're having sex or when you're in love or when you're eating chocolate. But also, like, if you think about the communities that are built around things like running and things like cold plunge, there's this like weird like camaraderie that you get from these activities together. And there's a lot of like belief that the oxytocin release and the love and connection to others that you get while doing it is actually really beneficial. Also, just on that part of like the neuroscience level of it is just like, unlike a lot of drugs, and this is going to be really related to I think the conversation I'm most excited to have with you, but when you like have like a big stimulus, usually there's like a quick crashing where you go below your baseline. So if you think about like cocaine, you get like a huge high and then you go below your baseline, which encourages you to like have more cocaine, so you get back to
Right, do it
baseline or even
again.
above it. They call it a dopamine deficiency, right? What's really cool about these, specifically cold plunging, is that there's no deficiency. You basically like get a huge spike in dopamine and then it lasts and it gradually goes back to baseline for the next 3 or 4 hours. So of course you're having a great day because you're just like happier than you were before you did it.
And I was like, also right after the plunge, we had to like spend 2 hours in the car driving back home, which normally I, of course, would not be above baseline. I would not be happy. But I was like, this is amazing. Like, oh my God, it's so pretty out, blah, blah, blah. So interesting.
So cool.
Wait, is it time for my feedback?
Sure, but I also have
Or do
more,
you
I
have,
have more
okay.
benefits that I'm excited to talk about, but you can give me like, it's not like I'm, this is not like a, this shouldn't be like a lesson, you know, like I'm
Okay, sorry, I'm
ask,
like
talk,
raising my hand again.
share.
Okay, I one of the I love the well, I'm not really interested in the fat one. I'm interested in it in terms of like I totally see that having a role in the like I don't know, popularization of it. Is that a word? I don't know. I'm just
In
like
the fad, the
imagining.
trend.
The splash, as you said.
The splash.
The splash. Like that makes sense, and it also makes me like sad. Also, I'm kind of like that is on like if you are, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm it could be a very good way, it sounds like, to like metabolize whatever if you're conscious about your weight and you are supposed to be in the water for like 11 minutes a week. Like, if that doesn't become a sort of abusive relationship with cold plunging, that sounds like it could be really good in terms of forms of exercise, because it has all these other chemical releases. I was super interested in the oxytocin thing, because I totally felt that with my family. Obviously, we know I was annoyed with the others, but within my family, I was like, oh, I love you. Like, it became very lovey-dovey, like, all of a sudden, which was super interesting. And also, it reminds me, I saw this like video on TikTok so long ago of like these two old women. I think they lived in Italy. And they were like in their late 70s or something. And they were like, whatever, for 30 years, their morning routine has been like jumping in the beach, like by their house. But of course, it gets like freezing. It's like the ocean. And it was so adorable. And I was like, I want to be this when I'm older. And that just is really sweet to me. I'm like, oh, so full of love. And yeah, I already talked about it,
Wait,
but
I love
the
that. I want to
dopamine,
do that with you. We can
right?
be like, we can be like
Okay,
80, like
great.
going into like the
I
freezing
can't
water.
wait. And I'll be like, dude, shut the fuck up, please, for the 8 millionth year in a row. And I also think it's so the deficiency thing is the most like compelling to me. In terms of like doing it again or making it a practice, because I can't really think of anything else in life, in daily life that I engage with that isn't like a relying on like a quick dopamine
Oh my
burst.
God. I'm so excited.
Right?
Okay.
Okay, go.
Yeah. Okay. I want to come back to that. I want to get through these last benefits, but like, can we like come back to that after?
Yeah.
Because I feel so strongly about that.
Okay.
Okay. So just like finishing these last few things, because I think the next one is probably the one that I'm most interested in. And I think has the most, I don't know. I'm maybe it's my like productivity porn, like addiction. Like I love that idea of like being more productive and like self-growth and stuff. But I think there's something to be said about the grit that you learn you can have by doing this. So the general premise is when you put yourself in these super, super stressful environments, right? And chemically, what's happening is the same chemicals, norepinephrine, epinephrine, and dopamine, are being released when you're naturally stressed in real world events. Like, there's no other, like, it's the same chemicals. So when you're stressed about like a big fight you've had, or like a world event you can't control, or when you get in cold water, they're the same chemicals being released. And so what you can do in this practice is really learn how to have control over your limbic system, which is like, get me out, get me out, get me out now, right? Freaking out, being super stressed, and learn how to breathe through it. And it's a controlled environment where you continuously like have the same release of chemicals that cause
Yeah.
stress, and you have the same practice of breathing through it and trying to maintain a mental clarity throughout this like super stressful event, which makes you better for the real world when stressful events do arise. That's
That's
cool to
really
me.
interesting.
You
I
know?
think, yeah, I think beyond whatever your productivity thing, I think that makes sense that everyone should be interested in that. I'm like such a big problem with our world is that we can't like, I don't know. It's like, I feel like it's kind of like nature to run away from things.
Yeah.
I was listening to this. Sorry, this is going to sound like a tangent for a sec, but I was listening to this American Life episode yesterday in my like 8 hours of commute. And it was about like ex friends not knowing how to communicate with each other about like why they had a falling out or like
Wait,
what's
can you
not
send this to me?
working. Yes, it was really interesting. And anyway, not going to go into a whole summary about it, so you can listen to it and whoever wants to listen to it. But should I find the title really quick? Hold on.
Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes, actually.
Yeah, called Say It to My Face, September 18th. Friends and ex-friends finally talk about the one thing between them they've been avoiding, et cetera, et cetera. And episode 810.
Oh.
Or 810. Maybe that means season 8, episode 10. I don't know. Anyway, This
I
American
don't think
Life,
so. I
hire
think it's
me.
810.
Hire me,
Yeah,
This
hire
American Life.
Lula.
Ira Glass, can you help us? Anyway, so super interesting episode. And it's just making me think because I just listened to it yesterday about like, we don't talk through things as like a species. Like,
Yeah.
it's so like everyone has a story about this. And I think it's why, like, ex-friendship specifically, like, trump people's brains so much. Like, there's this whole thing that's like, what is it? Like, oh, having a friendship breakup will like hurt you more than a romantic breakup.
Yeah,
Like,
you
I
said,
think
yeah, we talked about that.
Nocklin told me she was like a girl's Roman Empire is her ex-friendship. I thought it was the best thing I've
That's a
ever
really good. I
heard.
love that.
Shout
That's
out,
really good.
Nock. Anyway, so yeah, I think that makes so much sense beyond the productivity piece that, like, I think we are all like grasping for techniques for like learning to talk through things or like being comfortable with the idea of that
Yeah.
and kind of like regulating yourself, like you said, like breathing into it instead of like whatever jumping out. That's actually something. I don't really feel like that exists with the cold shower, in my experience at least. I always know I can jump out like
Ah,
immediately.
that's interesting.
Like that's part of my thing. I'm always like the fucking temperature dial is right in front of me and I'm standing here uncomfortable and mad instead of just like turning it. Like I totally do not breathe into the cold shower experience. Anyway,
That's interesting.
okay, those are all my thoughts. Sorry for the
No,
tangent.
wait, no, I love the tangent. I think that like what you're saying about like running away from uncomfort, discomfort, and And stress makes a lot of sense. Like, as like a species, it makes a lot of sense why we would do that. But then in all of these like different super like relatively simple practices, whether it be running or cold plunging or meditation, they all actually create a lot of dopamine and feel really good.
Yeah,
And
very
so I guess like
true.
that's the part that I'm like then wanting to like come back to, and like as we've discussed, is like why just like humans, I think it's just interesting that humans have a an expectation that we deserve, quote unquote, to be happy and comfortable. When I mean it's literally written in our constitution, like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you know, like that's crazy when realistically we're animals and like life is not easy and simple and there is pain. And actually, what's crazy is through that pain, a lot of dopamine is released. And it actually feels really good to get through difficult experiences and events, because that is literally like that's how we're wired. It creates motivation to keep another day alive. Yeah. And like I think you and I have talked a lot about like the like, I don't know, this like expectation of happy lives that's interesting to me. Any thoughts on that,
No, you're
Lula?
making, yeah, you're making lots of good points. It's so interesting because at the beginning, when you were talking about like, I don't forget how you phrased it, but something about like we can get happy or get highs, whatever, after like lows or uncomfortable experiences, like talking about the plunge and the cold showers. I thought you meant in like a adaptation way and like a hedonistic whatever. Is that the right word? Hedonic?
I don't hedonic adaptation.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I think that's, I don't know if that's actually the
I don't think
correct term
that's
to
what
what
you
I'm
mean.
thinking of. I'm thinking of like the fact that when you're in a low, it makes you appreciate the high better
Oh, got you.
afterwards.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I thought you were gonna like was gonna be your conclusion, but you're actually like talking about the high within the low,
Yeah.
which is very
Yeah, very good
interesting.
different. Very good distinction. Yes.
Yeah. I was also thinking about like why it's so hard to incorporate like a new thing. Like I think my thought after the like human expectation to be happy is like we never like work to be happy. We're always like, let me find a quick fix,
Yep.
which is
Very good.
so whatever, like social media, consumerist, blah blah blah. Like we're fed all these things that are like, this is the quick fix. No one's talking about like longevity. I also think just like reflecting on my own daily life, it's very hard to change routine. Like humans are also creatures of habit. And even when I'm thinking about my like new, whatever, like reinvigorated like appreciation for reading, that I was talking about like 2 episodes ago or something, I still will like go throughout my day, literally being like, I'm so excited to read later. And then I'll come back home and I'll be like, I'm tired. I want to watch TV that I like, don't, like a show that I don't like, or like a YouTuber that I don't care
Yeah.
about because I'm like in the mood for like background noise and tuning out, even though I can think about everything I talked about in that episode and be like, reading
And know
is
the benefits.
actually also like clarifying and relaxing and whatever. And that's just what I'm thinking about. So like it's hard to incorporate new things.
Okay, so
Okay.
I think you just answered a question that I've been like still grappling with all this research, is like why I don't like cold showers still. But I do like the cold plunge, even though I like sometimes put myself through them. And it's like, I think changing an old habit is super hard, right? Like changing, oh, I take warm showers to, oh, I'm gonna take cold showers is like really difficult to do. But adding new habits to already instilled routines, I think is much easier. So like, I mean, like when I was trying to like get like my meditation practice down, I really couldn't do it until I was like, okay, I'm gonna spend 15 minutes after my workout meditating. And it just became part of that routine. You know what I
Right.
mean?
Then it's in the bucket of your regular working out.
Yeah. But it's not like, oh, I'm changing a habit. It's not like, oh, instead of watching TV, I'm gonna meditate. No, that's not gonna happen. I'm gonna wanna watch TV anyway, you know? Like, so maybe like kind of tricking our
Interesting.
brain into like creating new habits that are connected to like already existing ones might be easier. I don't know.
No, I think that makes sense because I feel like you're also tricking yourself into thinking that it's like intuitive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a big part of it for me is that I'm like, there's such an influx of information all the time. And like you and I've talked about this on a million episodes over the summer, but about like, we're so upset. Like our media is so obsessed with like how to live a happy life.
Yes.
And it makes me just like, turn away from anything that might be suggesting anything that's actually beneficial.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh my God, it's too much information. And so I think including it in the bucket of like things that we already do makes a lot of sense in terms of like, then we'll
And then
actually incorporate it.
just the crazy thing is that, like, the things that actually bring you a lot of happiness, like on a scientific level, are all ones that, like, can't be really sold. Like, you can sell an ice, like a cold, like a ice bath or whatever, like a cold plunge, but you can also just,
True.
like, r jump into an ocean, you know? Or,
Good
like, take a
points,
cold
dude.
shower, you know? Or
Yep.
meditating. Like, you don't have to pay, you don't need to spend, like, you could buy an app to help you, but you can also just do that without an app.
And that's why society doesn't talk about it. That's why we're never informed because it's not profitable.
I don't know if I mean,
Woo!
I don't know if I agree with that. Because the thing is, I feel like there is,
Go.
at least recently, has been a big increase in talking about all of these. I think it's more that, like, humans, I think it's more about the point that you made about humans being kind of, like, lazy and scared of, like, the pain. And, like, I mean, going back to this dopamine nation idea and the, like, dopamine deficit, right? About how, like, when you feel like when you have a low, like, a deficit of dopamine, all you really care about is, like, getting back to baseline or above. And there are we're, we live in a world filled with so many ways to get quick pounces of dopamine, right? Like pounces, quick splashes of dopamine, you know? Like you can go on Instagram, like you could watch porn, you could eat like some junk food, you can like smoke weed, you can drink alcohol, like you could do some coke. Like there are so many ways to get dopamine in your system super quickly and have that spike that I think that people just like go to that. Super quickly, like their brains and their reward systems are trained to do that, but like more we have more like I think we have more ways of getting dopamine into our system quickly than any other generation, like than any other world.
Totally.
Like this is crazy.
Yeah,
And
I
like,
totally agree.
and I think it, people just find ease because it's not that easy to go into a cold plunge and like freak out and like be cold. Like there's a lot, there's like a mental block there. Yeah, also just another thing that came up in my research of happiness that I just think we should like really consider in this whole conversation is that all, I don't want to misquote. Yeah, in the last 20 years, on average, people around the world are less happy. And rich nations are the ones who are the most anxious and the least happy. And I think that says something about the way that we try and find happiness in these, like in the United States, in these nations, is that we go in very much like buying and consuming. And I mean, those are the ways that like you consume dopamine, right? Scrolling or drinking or eating or
Well,
whatever it is.
yeah. I mean, that's what I mean by with the thing that like these actually effective ways aren't popular or aren't marketable. Like, even though, yes, like meditation is being like increasingly talked about and like cited as helpful, whatever, it's like the way that it's marketed to us is through like apps that you have to pay for.
Good point.
Right? Like, it's not like here's how to meditate like for free.
Yeah.
That's like something you have to like dig for. And that's crazy.
Yeah. And I don't know how many people actually would make the effort to go and take that free meditation course. Like
Oh, agreed.
I think it's both the society we live in and just the natural instinct of like wanting easiness in our lives and not pain and stress. Yet the paradox is that we actually really, really need pain to feel happiness in some ways, or like feel really like
Yeah.
sustained, healthy happiness.
Yeah.
So this is all to say that I'm going to start trying to do more cold plunging, and trying to like limit I'm not, I can't go on another dopamine detox. That did not turn out well for
Oh
me.
my God.
But like trying limiting the like the quick spurts of dopamine that I can get in everyday life.
Same. Maybe I'll take a quick shower after this.
Lovely. Thank you so much for listening, you all. We will see you next week.
Love you.
Bye.